Okay. We gotta mix these girls up. All right. Okay, let's see. Are we here? Are we live? Can y'all hear me? All right, so we are live, okay? All right, so if you are just joining us, if you're getting here, okay, today's show is going to be all about your options, okay? So it only works if you participate. So basically, I would prefer you guys to call in, but if you want to do it via the chat, that's fine as well. But how the options work is you will call in, or you will tell me via the chat how many options you have. You won't tell me the scenario or what. We will just flip between 3 to 5. So you have either 3 options or 5, okay? Have at least a minimum of 3, a maximum of 5. Like, girl, we cannot do, you know, 1 option, 2 options. You know what I mean? Give us at least 3, and then don't give us anything over 5, okay? And we will flip, and I will tell you, based on the cards, what option is the best option. And then at the end, you'll tell me if it resonated or not and what the options or the choices were. Okay? So please make sure you also subscribe to this channel. Let's see. Okay. So the number is in the chat. Let me see if we have anybody that has called in. Oh, we have people called in. Okay, cool. All right. This is my first time doing it, so I'm a little nervous because I don't know what to expect. But we're going to try this, and I want to see how this works. Okay. You know, child, you guys are my guinea pigs. But, you know, this is going to be interesting to see what this gives. I've been trying to strengthen my intuition here. Okay, so we got a call. We're going to start with 5467, okay? You're live on the air. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm trying to pull up the video on my other device.
Oh, so you can see. Okay, okay, okay. Pull up the video on your other device. I'll come back to you after this caller. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, 7878. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, are you able to pull up a video so you can see the cards too? You're able to watch it?
I can see you on my television, but
okay,
I don't
okay.
want Apple.
Okay, okay. So how many, okay, so you know how we're going to do this. So you have options. So you have either 3 options or 4 options, right? I mean, 5 options. So you have a scenario in your head right now. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And so How many options do we have? Because I need to pull for those.
Three.
Are you sure about the 3 options?
Yes.
Okay. So now here's how we're going to do this. You're going to have to remember. You're going to have to place them in order. Okay? So whatever order it is that you want, you're going to have to remember 1, 2, and 3. So you got to remember where option 1 is, where option 2, you know, which option is what goes with what number. Okay? So you have to have to know that. So whatever option you want to be number 1, whatever option you want to be number 2, but you cannot switch the options mid freaking flip, okay? Or when I start turning the cards over. All right, so you got 3 options. Okay, what is your name?
Cindy.
Cindy. Okay, let's see. Okay, so Cindy has 3 options. Spirit, give us the right guidance for Cindy and what she should do. Okay, she's in a situation and she needs advice. She's got 3 options. So we're going to pull three cards and we're going to just see what spirit has for, you know, what's the best. So here's option number one. I'm placing a card for option number one, placing a card for option number two, and I'm placing a card for option number three. Okay, so Cindy, we're going to flip option number one and option one and number one first. Okay, so option number one. Okay, option number one is the Seven of Wands. So this talks about a lot of people being in your ear, a lot of people coming at you. So this option would seem like you will be left with a lot of people trying to be in charge or a lot of people trying to dictate what you're doing, and you won't really be on top. It's going to be a lot of people on top of you. Okay, so if you go with this option, it's not going to feel like you're in charge. You know what I mean? So maybe this could be a situation where you're not really feeling in charge right now. This option isn't working because you're feeling like whatever's going on within this option, you're feeling like, okay, a lot of people are coming at me, or there's just a lot of different energy coming towards me, right? There's just a lot of different scenarios where you're just like, okay, well, I don't really feel like I'm in total control. It's too many leaders here with this option, or it's too many opinions here with this option. It doesn't feel like you would be making the sole decision by yourself, or you know what I mean, with option number one. It's just a lot of energy coming towards you. Okay, option number two.
It doesn't feel like you would be.
Turn me down. Okay, option number two. Option number two feels like it's going to be a headache. It's going to give you a lot of anxiety. You're going to be kind of stressed out. You're going to have a lot of worry. I don't know. Option number two just feels like this is probably not the best option because it's just like it's not going to be as smooth as you think it is. It's just going to give you a lot of headache. Okay. Well, option number two, I feel like there's anxiety with the Nine of Wands, or maybe you're up all night with option number two. Something about option number two is not really helping or not really going to help your situation. Option number two is just like, it's a lot of drama, you know, mentally, or can cause a lot of mental strain on you. Okay. And lastly, let's see what option number three gives. Option number three is the Page of Swords in reverse. What do I feel about this? The Page of Swords in reverse. I kind of feel like this would mean, you know, you would have to do a lot more like being clear on what you're wanting. Because this is like, with this option, it's kind of more like you're not being as vocal. You're kind of playing the back seat. You're just kind of like paying attention, like being more like strategic in a way, or just being a little bit more like to yourself. I don't know. It's just so weird why this page came up. I'm not really sure. I'm a little stuffed, but I just kind of feel like with this option, it kind of feels like, all right, I got to figure out this option, because the pages, when they're an upright, they're like kind of talking a lot. You know what I mean? And this one, I feel like you can't, with this option, you wouldn't really tell people what you're doing. You keep it to yourself, and you would move in a way where nobody really knows. You would keep it almost a secret. This is this option, if you're going to go this way, you kind of stay under the radar, and you kind of wait till it grows and until you really figure out how you're going to go about it, or how you're going to really manifest it, or what you're truly, before you say anything. With this option, you got to make sure that, you know, all your ducks are in a row, because it's kind of, I feel like either it could be a fairly new situation or people could kind of be caught off guard. Okay, so those are the three options. Now I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? Well, okay, so what was the scenario? Oh, my God. Were you able to hear it?
The reading was like, it was almost changing my mind, but about the question, because I had two questions in mind.
Okay.
The first question is about me going on a trip on January. No, July. Okay, then the second one, because I already started a YouTube channel already, but I don't have that many subscribers. And so I guess that's the secret part, I guess. You was on point a little bit.
Okay, so, but you should have one question with three options. That's what makes it work. So, like, do I do my YouTube channel? I guess you're right. I guess that's the right way. No. Do I do my YouTube channel? Do I not do, or do I go on a trip in January? Or, okay, I guess, what was the third one?
Or should I just stay at home?
Oh, no. I don't know if we helped. But, okay. I don't know. So which option was number one? What option was number two? And what option was number three?
Okay. Option was, should I go on the trip in July? And should I just keep my YouTube channel a secret, or should I pursue it? Or should I just stay at home, just lay back?
Okay. I don't know. We tried. I don't know. We tried. We got to see. But thank you. Okay, so this is new. Okay, so, okay, when y'all do this, y'all got to remember, y'all got to attach an option to the card. So option number one, number two, number three. So when y'all have your options, you can't change the position. So if your option is, do I buy a car? Do I save my money? Or do I buy a Mercedes? Do I buy a BMW? Or do I buy a Honda? Does that make sense? Do I stay with my ex? Do I look for a new boyfriend? Or do I be a hoe? Do I get a dog? Do I buy a cat? Do I buy a bird? Does that make sense? Do I stay living with my mom? Do I start a YouTube channel, or do I open my own business? You gotta remember the options. Okay? So that's how this works. Okay. So, does that make sense? Hold on. Hold on. Does that make sense, y'all? Okay. Does that make sense? Okay, so we're going to try it again. Okay. Okay, so we got to see. Yes. Okay. Do I stay with Brandon? Do I talk to Joe? Or do I go with Ryan? Does that make sense? Do I go to Vegas? Do I go to Miami? Or do I go to LA? Okay. Y'all get it. Okay. Okay. I got three options or five options. Okay. 5, 4, 6, 7. You live on the air.
I'm ready. I got three
okay,
options.
Okay. So do you understand how it works?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't tell me. Okay. So how many options, though, within your situation do you have?
Three.
It's a fork. Yeah. It's a three. So it's three. Okay. I'm so nervous, y'all, because I'm like, this is my first time doing these, but I'm trying to practice. Okay. So y'all my little guinea pigs.
It's too. Like, oh, my God, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, child. Okay, so we got three options here. What's your name?
Morgan.
Okay, Morgan. Okay, so Morgan has three options, Spirit. Okay, so we need to pull and see what the T is. What are the three? What is the outcome? Okay, three options. Okay, what is the T? So we got option number one, option number two, option number three. Okay, now option number one, you've attached something to this, so you can't change it now. I'm about to flip. So option number one. Okay, cool. Okay. So option number one, this talks about the five of wands in reverse. So option number one is kind of giving like, okay, listen, it could have been a difficult situation in the beginning, but but you're kind of coming out of it. This could be an option for like healing, moving forward, finding peace, reconciliation, things actually not being as difficult as they may seem. Doesn't mean it won't be a hard, doesn't mean it won't be like challenging, but it's not that bad. Like it, things will work out and things will start fixing itself with this option. So this option is on the right path of being good, right? This feels like this is something that this option feels like this could have been a lot of drama in the past. It could have been like some turmoil and things are starting to turn around for the better. It's not all good yet, but it's on its way to being in a much better place. So this is a pretty solid option because it's working itself out and it's working. It's starting to turn a different leaf than what it was before. Okay, that's option number one if you go with that option. So that option is a pretty good option. Okay, option number two. Wow, the sun. Okay, this option talks about being able to see things clearly. So this option, you're able, with if you go this route, it'll be very clear what you're getting. With this option, it's very clear what it is. What you think it is what it is, okay? It's very clear. It's very straightforward. You can see everything that's happening. I love the sun, but this option is, I mean, to me, this option is a very clear direction, okay? This option just is like, okay, what you see is what you get. You'll be able to see everything around you in a very clear, concise way if you go this way. It's very clear. Whatever what you see is what you're going to get with this option, and it's just you know, things are cool. It's clear. It's open. It's a lot. It's some good energy. We love the sun. It's very clear.
Okay.
And then the third option. The third option is great for a partnership, right? This third option is a great communication. So this option could be good to bring someone along, or this option is saying like there's a, if you go with this, there's a great bond, or there's a meshing of situation that it really flows well together. So this is also a pretty good option as well. Oh my God. So this option is really smooth. There's like an emotional connection though with this option, like a really, and this is kind of like a new kind of thing or a fresh opportunity, like to really meet somebody new. This option gives you to meet new people and make a new connection, a new relationship, like, but it'll be fulfilling. Like this is a new situation that could be really, really smooth for you. It could be kind of exciting with that option. Okay. So those are the three. So tell me like what happened.
Okay, so I wrote them down. So my forks in the road were career choices. So to make it quick, option one, I had started learning how to invest like 3 years ago. And when I first started doing it, it was hard and it was messy. And my husband at the time hated it. And he didn't like me doing it. It was a problem. It was drama all the time. And I was giving it like 8 hours a day. But since we separated, I kind of got back into it more. And it just feels really different. It doesn't feel strife. And I don't feel like I'm worried about getting into it all the time. You know how I feel? It's just, it's, even if you like it, it's always conflict around it. So you kind of get a little bit of voice. So option two was about 4 months ago, I had started streaming. I had started streaming on like clean platforms. And one of my friends told me to do it because she's like, "Bo, you got a big personality, you're opinionated, but you get along with people." And they have what they call like top badges in streaming. And my goal was to hit the qualifiers in 90 days. And I hit them. So long story short, I basically generated $15,000 streaming, like turning on my phone.
Wow.
Yes, in 4 months. And then the third one was, but with that one, it's super social. So like with investing and trading, it took me a lot of time, but it's just you. Like it's just your mind. It's just your ability to do the calculations and see the patterns. With content, like I know you know, it's always about engaging with other people. And it'd be a lot of people. Like the way I did it, to make a long story short, with the content was I would set a goal for something other than the diamonds or the dollars. So if it was like, oh, have an average of 500 viewers. I would sit there and just go personality booming until I hit it. But that's a lot of engagement, so it's draining a little bit. And then the last one was going back to corporate America. I had got an offer to do some technical recruiting, which is something that my ex-husband wanted me to do with him because he's in tech. And I didn't want to do it because I was like, I don't know. We already not getting along. I don't really want to work with you, but I'm good with people. And I like meeting people and networking. Plus, I felt like tech recruiting might be a good way to find a good husband. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Right. So now.
So this was pretty good. I would say this was pretty kind of close to your situation then.
Yeah. And I wrote these down, baby. So, you know, okay.
Okay, so, I mean, usually people pick these to see what option they're going to choose, but it seems like you're going to do all three. Because, it all feels like it all's working. Like, all three are pretty good options. Like, especially when you said the trading was kind of crazy, but it's making a turn. The sun is very clear. You're streaming. You're making money. And then the other one, it's like you're building connections. Like, so I think that you're on the right path of everything that you're doing.
And I'm single as hell.
I feel like with this option three, whatever, you said you were thinking about going into tech or whatever, like do that because there's a space there for you to meet somebody, meet connections. So I think I would stay doing what I'm doing. I would stay doing what I'm doing with the streaming with option two. I would keep doing, the trading is still going to be difficult. You're not out of the woods yet with the five in reverse, but it's gotten better. But you said that it's gotten better.
It's so much easier. You know what it is? At first, it's like you win a lot, and you got to be able to roll with your losses and just get right back in.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, it used to hurt my feelings, and now I just be like, "Girl, bye next." And it's just
okay.
So much easier now. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this was fun. I'm glad you enjoyed it. So some of this did resonate with you. Okay. That's cool. Okay, we're getting going. I like that. I hope that gave you a little bit of insight, a little bit of clarity on what you got going on right now.
It gave me some peace. You gave me some peace. It's the peaceful vibes with the tarot read for me.
Okay, period. All right, have a good one. Bye. Okay, cool. Okay, so that worked out. Okay, period. Okay. Let's see. Does anybody else want to get on? Oh, we got some more people in here. Okay, let me get my girlfriend just in case they want to come on. Okay. 2670. Let's get into it. Let's get into some things. Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Ooh, I'm so nervous, Chef. But okay. you got some options.
Yes, and I'm going to put my options in the chat so that me and everybody in here can do this together.
I'm not supposed to see him. I don't want to see him. Yeah,
okay,
you got to tell me at the end. I'm not supposed to see the options.
Okay, then.
Okay, yeah. So don't tell me. Don't say it. Okay, so how many you got? So you got them in order from 1 to 3. You got to have them in order. You got them in order in your head right now?
I got them in order. They right here.
From 1 through 3. Okay, period.
Yes.
Okay, so, okay, what's your name?
My name is Jessica.
Okay, Jessica got 3 options from 1 through 3, okay? So we finna figure out what option is the best option or if all or if none. Because that could be the T too, though, you know? That could be the T too. So we're going to see what option is the best option for Jessica. Okay, let's see. Okay, so let's get the T. Option 1 just went down. Option 2. Option 3. Okay, let's see. Option 1. Oh, option 1 is giving like, new love coming in. This is a new opportunity. This is a new emotional opportunity. So this could be a new hobby, a new relationship, a new man, something coming in that's going to emotionally fulfill you and make you happy. And so this option is going to bring in some fulfillment for you. This option is going to bring in some emotional happiness, some feel good to you. So this option, and or if you're already in a situation, or if you're working, if it's pertaining to job or relationship, this option will bring you some love, like some good feel good. Like this option knows how to make you feel good, or this option will know how to make you feel good. Okay, so this option is going to make you feel good, like really good, and they're good at doing it, and or it will make you happy. Option number two is the Hangman in reverse. Okay, so this talks about, look, if you go with this option, you're going to have to look at things from every angle before you go with it. Okay, but at the same time, this option talks about, okay, you seeing things for what it is, you know what it is, and you have to decide, you know, are you going to get off and still be hung up on this? So this kind of tells me, don't be hung up on this anymore. Like, move forward. This probably isn't the option, because you kind of already, you've been here before in this space, or you've thought about this. And for whatever reason, this option just kind of keeps you hung up. But then now it's like, okay, you're starting to realize, like, okay, with this option, you'll eventually get to a point where you end up walking away, or you're no longer interested in it, because it's just kind of not what it, once you see it for what it is, you're no longer going to be interested with this option. Okay. Well, and that could be work, school, relationship. I don't know what the question is, but this option tells me that eventually you'll end up getting over it and moving forward and just like moving on. Oh God. And this option number three, too many people's opinions. This option has you in your head a lot. This option will have a lot of people having a lot of opinions about what it is, and it'll have you confused. This option gives you a lot of confusion and kind of anxiety, like, okay, this option is just going to make you feel like overwhelmed, because a lot of people are, you're going to be worried about what other people say, how other people feel about it. With this option, it's just a lot of opinions, and it's going to be hard for you to be like, okay, what should I do? How do I move with this situation? This option, you start to feel kind of stuck. You'll get you'll feel like you'll get in your head a lot with this option. So I think if we were going through the three options, I think I would say option number one would be the best option, just because emotionally I feel like it will make you happiest. Okay, that is my takeaway. Now you can tell me what your tea is and what the options were. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so I have a publishing company, and I actually help people to tell their stories. I've helped over 200 people at this point to tell their stories in the past year, and so I helped them to write their book. And so option one was, it's kind of draining. It's mentally draining, especially when you're dealing with people and their stories, which is why I put that on the table. So option one is, I just had a book launch today and launched 24 authors. So I'm like, okay, do I leave it at today and be done? Like, I'm done launching the books. I'm not going to write no more books. Option two was, do I transition into retreats and virtual events around my book topic? And option three was, do I give up my online brand and just say forget it, because I started to get overwhelmed. So when you say the feel, like, I really do love helping people tell their stories, but it can be a lot when you're taking on a different energy of the people and their stories, because these are people that went through trauma and turning their pain into purpose.
Yeah, I knew it was an emotional thing. It was an emotional thing. I knew it was with the feeling. But it's what you, what you're great at. It's been people, it's what you're really good at.
Yeah.
And people
so
come
that,
to you.
And so I was like, option two was like, do I just start over and do something else? And then option three was, do I just let it go and act like I was never this book writing person and just like let it all go? So when you said like option one is what fulfills you, that's like so true. And now I know, like, for me, I just need to make sure that between me helping these people with their books, that I'm focusing on my own self-care and pouring back into myself so that I can continue to be a vessel for other people. So, like, thank you so much, because I was literally, like, about to just, like, kind of delete everything, like, just forget it.
Okay, so what did you get? What did you get from option number two and option number three? Did it make sense, too, though? Did option number two make sense?
Yes, when you said, like, it could be something that later on I can end up being, like, and I was already feeling that way, like, if I try to transition, heal, and retreat. That was what I was going to do because my book is, like, it's about embracing perfection, and it's on healing. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I could take the concept of the book and then make it just a live event, and then I'll have to, like, help people with their stories. But I'm like, I don't feel like that's why I got into this. It was more so to help them become authors. So when you said that that's going to be something that later you're going to be looking back and be like, you know, maybe this wasn't the right route to go, that resonated with me. And then with option three, just acting like I was never doing it, deleting my social media, that, you know, like it resonated with me because, like, I've literally got a chance to speak on stage with, like, some of the biggest people, like, around the world. So if I just let all that go, then I would be feeling like I know other people, of course, will have something to say because it's a lot of people that look up to me.
Yes. That's why I feel like option number one is the best option, not option number two or three. Ain't that crazy?
But I'm about to cry. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for calling in. All right, bye. Wow.
Bye.
That's so dope. That's so dope. Oh, I think I hung up on this one. That's so dope. Okay. Yeah, that was dope. Okay. Do we got any more people that want to do it? Oh, we got 32, 31, and we got 8232. Okay, let me see. Okay, let's see. Let me see. Are you guys enjoying this? Do you guys like this? This is something different. We're having fun, child. You know how we do. We try to do something a little different. Okay, let me see. Okay, I got 3-2-3-1, and then I got, let me go 3-2-3-1. 3-2-3-1. Okay, 3-2-3-1. Hello.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? I love you so much.
I'm doing good. Nerves is bad, girl, because I'm like, oh, I hope I get this right with y'all. But this is fun, like, right? Are you having fun watching it, enjoying it?
It's so much fun. I've been watching you for years, and when you did the tarot, I'm like, oh, my God, because I love watching tarot, so I'm so here for that. I have a question.
But don't ask me the question. Remember, okay, you can't ask me any question. You just got to have you got to have options, 3 through 5. 3 or 3 or 5 options. And the question is in your mind, but you got to have 1 or 3 options for the question.
Okay, okay.
Do you have 3? I mean, how many options do you have that pertains to your question?
Only 2.
Oh, you only have 2? Okay, we could do 2. Well, I'll try to do 2. Let's do 2. Okay, so you only got 2 up. So you got...
Okay.
I don't need to know that. So we're going to do this quick. Okay, you got 2. We're going to try 2. You really supposed to have 3, but we're going to do 2 because you're here. Okay. But everybody else, I'm not
I'm
doing
late
that.
To it, so I don't know the rules. So
okay, so the rule, yeah, so here's how the rules go. So the rules go, typically you have options, but you don't tell me the options. It's either 3 to 5 options. And then I flip a card, and then I'll tell you based on, you know, what the card says, what option is the best option for you. But you don't tell me what it is because I don't want to know beforehand because I don't want to be biased in my subconscious. You know what I mean?
Here for it. Okay.
I just want to see what the card is saying, and this is me strengthening my intuition. So y'all like my guinea pigs right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm coaching myself right now. I'm training myself. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Okay, so you got 2 options only. Okay, we got option number 1 and then option number 2. Okay, so you have both your options attached to a number, 1 and 2, right?
Yes.
So you need to attach option number 1 to card number 1, option number 2 to card number 2. Okay, I'm about to flip for option number 1. You can't change it now. This is option number 1.
Okay.
Okay, option number 1 is the 6 of cups. So whatever this is going to make you feel good. Like, this is, gives you that nostalgia from, like, when you were a child. This is something that you recognized before. So this is the comfort. This option, this is a solid option just because you recognize it and it's something that worked and it's something that's reminiscent of something or somewhere in your past or a feeling that you've had in the past that usually makes you feel good, right? That kind of gives you that feeling of happiness and support. So this option is always going to be a good option because it's always going to be reminding you of something or someone or a special moment from your childhood or from the past. So this is a good, this is a solid feeling, right? Option number two, you have to be careful with because it comes with a very aggressive energy. Some could be a little bit controlling, a little bit. This option can kind of come with a little bit of drama, right? A little bit of untrust. It can come with a little bit of insensitivity. It can come with just harsh. It can come with a little. This option with the Emperor, this is like you're gonna fight a little bit. This is not gonna come as easy. Like it's gonna be. This option is a little bit more stern. You know, this option is a harder, a tougher battle. This option is not, it's soft. This option right here, you're going to really have to work and you're going to really have to show people, you know, what you're made of or, you know, in this situation with this second option. Or if it's in a relationship situation, this option, this person is more of a, you know, this person, I don't know, this person is more of like a little bit of a, narcissist a little bit. So this is the narcissistic energy a little bit too. I mean, if it's a work situation, you're just gonna have to really work hard and take no shit. Like, you know what I mean? In this option. So you let me know. Okay, so what was the question and the option? Because these are the two.
Okay. So the question was, should I really reconcile with my ex?
And what was option number one? Yes or no?
Option
number one was yes, and option number two was no. Well, that's why you need three. Because one of them said is yes, and one of them said is no. It makes you feel good if somebody from the past, but the nigga is trash. He's a lot.
Yeah.
He's a narcissist.
But so you know what?
So that's why you need one more. So you need one more. Boom. And the answer is no. You let that shit go with the Ten of Swords. The heartbreak has happened, right? The heartbreak has happened. You release yourself from those feelings. It's over.
Now, you know what's crazy, Armand? I just, like, dialed in. But I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead and do this with Armand. And you are dead on point because I already came up to that conclusion. You right. You trust your intuition. You on point. I already got a therapist and everything, and we've already talked about all of these things. You are on point with that because it makes me feel good. It feels like a soulmate connection. It feels like I know him all my life. It's good when we're together, but he is slightly controlling. I'm a type of girl that doesn't like to be controlled. I'm from Florida, you know. You can't tell us nothing. And so, yeah, I came up to the conclusion that it's not worth it. It felt good, but I could find someone that better matches me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't play with that, boo. Wait, where's the booms and the bangs? Where's the bombs?
Thank you. Wow, isn't that crazy? Wow. Okay, thanks, girl. We gotta keep it moving. We got a lot of people in here. Wow. Okay, so we got another call. 8232. 8232. Wow. Okay, so I don't see 8232. I don't see 8232. Let me see. Ain't that crazy? I see 8231. I'm assuming it's 8231. Okay, 8231.
It is. I sent it to you correctly, but hey,
Okay, what's the tea? Are you enjoying this part? Are you nervous? I'm nervous, Chad.
I am enjoying watching you be nervous because, you know, on your other channel, you just like, Queen B. And over here, you like, I don't know, y'all. I like it.
Yeah, Chad, you know, I'm getting this together. But it's cool, though. Like, when it resonates with the people, it'd be shocking crazy to me. But, you know, we'll
it's
see.
More
we're going to see.
Over here. I'm digging it.
Okay, so let me see. So,
okay. So how many options can I have now?
You can have up to five.
Okay, let me delete one.
Okay.
Okay.
So you got five options.
We're going to push it to the limit. We got five.
Okay, we got five options, Chell. Let me get the tea. We got five options. Hold on. And you got your question, and you got them all assigned to a number.
I got them.
One through five.
Yep.
Okay.
We can have fun with this one.
Okay, let me see. Okay, child. Okay, five options. Here we go. Right here. Boom. What's your name? Give me your name real quick.
Key.
Okay, so we got five options for Key. Option one, option two, option three, option four, option five. Okay. So immediately we go on option number one first. Option number one, Queen of Swords in reverse. So this option talks about being a little bit more relaxed, okay? Being a little bit more open, maybe open to criticism, open to ideas, you know, being a little bit more vulnerable. This option talks about being open to new things, being understanding, letting your guard down, not being so strict, trying other things, you know, listening to other people's ideas, breaking that tradition of, you know, being so strict or doing something that you haven't really done before, or going for someone or entertaining something that you normally wouldn't do. So this is something like this option is kind of going out of your comfort zone. This option, you will be, you know, letting your guard down. Okay. With this option. Okay. Option number two. Oh, okay. This option is going to have you confused in a motherfucker. Okay, this option is going to just play mind games, whatever. You're not going to know which way you're going after a minute. This option could have you feel like, okay, was this a good idea? Was this not a good idea? What am I going to do? This option is the option of confusion, bitch. And this is not a good option. This option right here, is whatever it is attached to this option, don't do it because it's not what you think it is. You're going to be stuck and lost and like, girl, I don't know what I'm doing after a minute. Okay. This option with the option number three with the six of wands and with the six of swords in reverse, this option is kind of like, okay, stand still. And this option says, okay, let me rethink everything and let me just figure out, you know, let me hold off. Let me stay where I'm at. This option is kind of being like you're meticulously planning things and trying to figure out, okay, you're still like, here's the thing though. Like you're just moving at a slower pace. This option takes time and this option will take planning and growing. Like you can't just go with this option. This option is more of it's gotta be the right time. It's gotta be the right moment. You can't just go with this right away. Everything has to line up the right way and it has the potential to do so, but it just takes a little bit more time. That was option number three. Option number four is the magician. The magician talked about, you know, kind of like having all the tools to get to the next level. So this option, like, this is a pretty good option. Like, you can, with this option, you can be whatever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. This is a great option because you can literally manifest whatever you want out of this option. It's going to be whatever you make of it with this option. So it can go good, it can go bad, it can be anything that you want it to be. So this is probably the best option because you have the most control here. Like you can control this situation the most. And then the option number five, this is the thing where you got to make sure it will fulfill you eternally. Is this going to give you the inner happiness and the inner peace? And this might give you the inner peace. There's a double-edged sword with this. Two things. This option could have you feeling some type of way, like, girl, I'm miserable. Or this option can give you that inner like, yeah, bitch, I did that. I'm so happy. That inner strength, you know, that inner fulfillment. This option could make you feel like, and it's not like a, and everybody doesn't know, but this could be a moment where you're like, wow, I'm really proud of myself and I really went in. Like, you know, this, it can give you that. So it can make you feel good inside. Or this option, that's why I said it's double, or it could drain you emotionally. So I kind of need to, I probably would need to know what the questions are on that one. But okay, so tell me what we got. Tell me what we got.
Child, 1 through 4 is specific boys. And then the last one is someone new.
So which one option did you think would be the best one? I think 4 out of all of them, child. I don't know. Or maybe, oh. Maybe 1 or 2? 1 or 4 for me?
I'm looking at, I like 1. You chill. 4.
I think 1 is going out of your comfort zone and kind of like letting your guard down. Do you feel like that's happening or like what? Give me the numbers. Give me the scenarios with each number. Give me the scenario with each number.
Boom. The first one is someone that I used to see or whatever. He real cool. Like my dating life is kind of lax. I don't really like let people cuff me, but yeah, we've been together before or whatever. Something happened and now we're reconnecting and it just feels real authentic. The second one is someone who has been in my life, but we've never been together. But he's really, really pushing us being together.
That's not going to work.
And then, the second one is someone I let take me on a date a couple months ago. And it's crazy how you say it's going to take some time because he's real slow. Like,
yeah.
he moves.
That's what
real
I got.
Slow. And then, but the thing about it is, the fourth option, just because of, like, who he is, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity there.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it can go either way, however you want to spin that one.
Yeah. Oof.
And then the fourth, and then the fifth one, what was the fifth one?
Somebody new.
Yeah, and I'm
just
like,
leave them all to the wayside and just look for something new.
Yeah, well, because somebody new was just kind of like, it can not make you happy, or you could be happy in turn, or maybe that was like be by yourself. You know, that's what the internal happy. You know, so
I don't know. I'm ready to be cuffed now. I'm tired of being by myself. I've been by myself. I don't really get.
So I think. I think if you're gonna choose, option 2 is definitely out. That one is out. 1, I mean, you got to let your guard down, make sure, you know what I mean? And that could be because it's from your past. That one is pretty stable, you know, for the most part. 3, I mean, it's going to be a slower thing. It doesn't mean it's bad. 4, there's a lot of, like, that can be a very interesting situation. It can go a lot of different ways right there. So I think 1, 3, or 4.
4
are
looking like a baby daddy.
So I hope that helped a little bit to give you some insight. The only bad one was like 2. That one was like, hell no.
And the thing about it is, that's how I feel about him. Hell no.
Yeah, so
he's not the one. I went from 6 to 5,
okay.
To 2. So I can go either way. So we're going to see how this works out.
Okay, and let me know. Come back and tell us and fill us in. Okay.
I will.
All right, bye. Okay, so we're going to do a couple more. And then, child, I think I hung up on somebody. Sorry if I hung up on you. Please call back. Are you guys enjoying the content? I can tell by the calls that y'all enjoying the content. Because y'all having a lot of callers in here. So we're going to take a couple more. Super chats to the top, at least a $4.99 super chat, please. Okay. 9734. Okay, we're going to come get you. Oh, they said, let me see. Okay, Cheryl, let me see what the tea is. Let me see. This is fun. I like kicking it with y'all. This is more of a chill energy over here. It's not so rah, 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 child. It's more like, okay, we chilling today. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all have not done so, please. Thank you. And also, we are looking for more moderators on this channel. Well, actually, let me know. Let me actually do this one. Oh, they said no, 5741. Okay. Okay, let me do 5741. They said 5741. Okay, 5741. 5741. 5741. Okay, 5741.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand.
Hi.
Nothing much. Thank you, moderators, because my super chat deleted. So I'm like, oh my God. I didn't know you
Yeah, I didn't see
twice.
It. But I see that. I see them telling me, no, 5741. So we have to pull you.
And
okay.
I just want to say, everyone subscribe, because Armand is being very modest. I had two readings by him before, and he is the bomb.
Okay, so let's try this, okay? So you got how many questions? I mean, how many scenarios?
Three
options, okay? We got three options, okay? Three options. Let's pull. And so what's your name?
Brianna.
Okay, so Brianna's got three options. So we need to figure out what the T is with Brianna. Three options. We got three options. With Brianna. Okay, period. Okay. Option numero uno. Option number two. And then option number three. Okay. Y'all ready? So option number one. Okay, this is given the supreme. Now, this is kind of like the universe card. This option talks about kind of not being fully fulfilled or fully sure of self, or just this talks about kind of like not all the way having it together. This option, I wouldn't see this as being the greatest option, because this option somehow will take your power. This option, you'll be feeling powerless. This option, you won't be feeling as confident. This option doesn't make you feel like you're in charge, or just this. It doesn't. Really, it's not going to magnify you the way that you should be magnified. This option is not going to give you the credit, the just dues that you deserve, that you need. So this option probably isn't the best option. The second option, Eight of Wands, I think this option is good. This option will require a lot of communication, a lot of openness, a lot of being ready to, you know, expand, you know, try new things, be open, be forward thinking, you know what I mean, and move quickly. So with this option, you want to move quickly on it. You want to be, you know, and it's a lot of passion. It's a lot of conversation around this option. This option is like a, okay, we're doing this. We're moving forward. We're going to be open-minded. It could be fun, though. This option could be a fun kind of thing. This option moves very quickly, okay? This option, things will move very quick, very fast, but it could be fun. Now, option number two, the Sun of Swords. This thing, I think this option, again, this is like the Page of Swords. In this option, I probably wouldn't talk as much. I would keep a lot of stuff inside. I wouldn't really tell everybody. I would kind of, with this option, I would kind of baby it a little bit and just kind of like not talk about it too much publicly with anybody, and just kind of let it grow and marinate, because this option doesn't really like to be like talked about. It needs to be kept under wraps for a minute. Like, you know what I mean? It's not one of those things that needs to be talked about at all right now, because it's still it could be in the beginning stages, or it could be something that we're not sure where it's going to, what it could be, you know? So I wouldn't really talk about it too much if you went with that option, because it's not, everybody don't need to know about it. Yeah. So that's what I kind of got, child. So you let me know what the tea is. I feel like I didn't give you any great. Well, okay, you give me the tea. Go ahead.
No, I feel like you were spot on because it wasn't like I was asking about something romantic. I was asking about I'm opening up a spa, and each card I attach, the first card I attach to one name because I'm torn in between two names. The second card I attach to another name, and the third one was to choose something different and stay optimistic. Because I was so set on one, but then I'm kind of like two, so I don't really know.
I think, well, the first name is not going to work. You're not going to like it.
Yeah.
The second name could be cool. I think the third name, I think we'll go with option number three. Just what if you feel, don't tell nobody. I mean, like, just pick the name and keep it to yourself. Don't ask a lot of people. With, like, I think that whatever that third one is, whatever you attach to card number three, I think that might be the name. And just kind of marinate
on it. Yeah, I haven't came up with
longer.
It yet.
Oh, okay. That's probably what that is.
Right. So, spot on. So, gratitude. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. That was cool. Okay, bye. Ah! Okay, so we got 5 minutes left. Okay, let me get... one more. I think we got 9734. You live on the air. Hold on. 9734. You live on the air.
Hey, Lamont.
Hey, what's going on, boo? How are you?
I'm good. You know, every time I call, I always got to tell you I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'll get to call in often,
but, you know, you might be a little familiar with my face and my voice.
Yeah, you always call in on this. I mean, you support this channel. I see you more over here than the other one. Maybe the other one be too busy.
See, over there on the other side, I be watching, but, see, I don't ever get the chance to call in because you be going live at certain times, but I always either watch it later or watch it during. So,
okay.
I'm there. Trust. I'm there. But, yes, let's get into it because I'm not going to lie.
Don't tell me what the options are.
No. I'm not telling you about the stuff, but I'm just saying I've been saying I usually try to get readings, like, every month or two, every couple months, and I was going to go with another option. And I was like, wait, our month is going, so let's go. I could support you, pay you, you know, and
okay,
let's
so
get into
good.
It.
Okay, let's see. So how many options you got? You got three options, okay.
Three.
Let's get the tea. Let's get the tea. So, what's your name again?
Nasvi.
Nafi, okay, so Nafi got three options, okay, so we got three options for Nafi, okay, so let's get into it. Option number one, option number two, option number three, okay, let's get into it. So option number one, Six of Cups. So option number one is it's a comfortable place. Option number one is going to make you feel good. It brings you back to home. It gives you that stability. It gives you that nostalgia. It's just, you know, in work, it could be like something that you're familiar with. In a relationship, this could be somebody that it could be an ex, or it could be somebody that you kind of liked before, or, you know, it's just one of those situations where, you know, it's a comfortable place. It could be reminiscences of someone or something that reminds you of the past. So that's what the Six of Cups represents when you have option number one. It's kind of like, okay, I'm used to this. Like, this is cool. You know what I mean? I could handle this, or this reminds me of something that I was once familiar with or comfortable with, or this, you know, I know this. This is familiar to me.
Right.
Okay, option number two. I'm seeing, like, God of Cups here. This is giving, like, some good, like, boss energy, emotional fulfillment. This is also giving, like, daddy vibes. Like, I don't know, like, in a relationship, this is, like, you know, somebody really, like, emotionally, you know, connected. They understand their power. They understand, like, where they're going, and they're in tune. This also represents, like, if it's in business and school, like, you'll be fulfilled happily. You'll be happy with it. You know, lead with your heart with this. I think this is a good option because this will make you, if this represents you, this will make you feel like, okay, yeah, I'm doing my shit. Like, I've really conquered my feelings. I'm happy doing this, and I feel good about the position that I'm playing right now. So this option is the God of Cups is just like, okay, things are going good. If it's in a relationship, it's more of the idea of like, okay, you feel me? Like, I'm fucking with you. Like, I'm going to give you what you want. Like, we're working. Like, I'm here for you. Like, it's given that.
Mm-hmm.
Then option number three, Four of Swords, you just need to think about it a little bit more. It needs more time. It needs more thought. It needs a little bit more thought or whatever this is. You need to take some time out and just really weigh the pros and cons for option number three. It needs a little bit more thought. It needs a little more thought. So if I were to choose, okay, I would go either with what's familiar or I would go with option number one or option number two. Option number three, it's not a bad thing, but it needs to be weighted out a little bit more. So you tell me what the tea is.
Okay, so it's funny you say that option three kind of feels like I need to think about it a little more. Well, first let me tell you that it has something to do with, like, boys, relationships or whatever. And number three is the one I will say is just, like, me deciding if I'm just going to be single and not deal with anyone and, like, you know, not do that. But the other two, well, option number one actually is an ex, someone that really, really, really wants to be with me, like wants to marry me and all of that. Like the feeling is very, very familiar. But with number two just feels different. It feels good. It feels, you know what I mean? Like, this
well, yes,
new.
Here in the cards.
Yeah, right. So you kind of did the big one with that one. You did the big one, but I'm still like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm not gonna lie. Cause it's like, a part of me is like,
okay, so we'll do
familiar.
This. You're probably gonna. Okay, so let me see. I'll flip for both for the last two. I'll flip for the first two. I'll give you, we'll see, because since you're torn, we'll do for the first two. We'll just do two cards for the first two. Option number one, we'll flip. Option number one, then option number two. Okay, should you be with option number one? Y'all have a potential to start a new situation, like to start over. There is a potential to start a new situation. This is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, then option number two.
Bad.
But option number two going to give you a little bit more. See, it's gonna give you that that they both coming with the cups.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's cups. They battling. So it's up to you. Do you wanna go do that old thing or you wanna try that new thing? And that's why I said that maybe that's what option number three, bitch, you got some thinking that you gotta do. Cause I can't help you because it's literally the page of cups under the six of cups, and then it's the knight of cups under the King of Cups. So it's like, girl, what you want to do? Oh, my God.
I'm so torn.
And I wish I could help you, but I clearly can't. Because they battling, baby. They both want you. It's a lot of tea.
Yeah, see, if you had the time and I had the time to really expand on it, we could. But you know what? Quick question, because I know you have other people waiting. I don't want to take up your time, but are you still doing, like, personal, like, readings and stuff?
Not right now, but we will. I'll do personals as the demand is there, but I'm waiting right now. But not right now. I'll let you guys know when the personals do become available, though.
Okay, because, yeah, like, I want to get real one-on-one with you as far as that situation because it's a lot. And I know you got other people waiting. And I already knew I had a lot to think about. So
yeah.
I just, you know, let's do it.
Okay,
thanks, Phil. Yeah, thank you so much. I'm still going to be thinking on it.
Okay, bye. All right, period. All right, guys, so we're going to wrap it up here today. We still got a lot of people in the queue, but if you guys didn't get a chance, please make sure you guys come again on a...